How tough a team are they? It seems like physical toughness is one of their...
That's what they pride themselves on. They're a very physical team across the board. And I mean, we'll be ready for the challenge.
When you were let go by Philly, did you think that the next stage of your career was enjoyable?
Really wasn't thinking about anything but just trying to play. And I mean, luckily I ended up here, and I mean, we're having a lot of success around here.
How much of the being around guys like Moss and Walker this year, has any of that rubbed off on you? Have you taken any parts of it? What did you do with practicing with great receivers like that?
No, I mean, just they're players, and look at each other and always try to learn from one another. I mean, everybody brings something different, and then look at them, see what they do. They look at what I do and try to just pick up stuff to help each other become a more complete receiver.
Did you think Moss was as good before he was really?
I mean, everybody know about Moss. I mean, when he was with Minnesota, I mean, the things he was doing was, I mean, incredible. And now that he's here and picked back up, I mean, he's a heck of a guy.
When they started bringing in more receivers in the offseason, were you looking at that as a challenge?
Nah, I mean, it's just helping the team out. Just helping the team get better.
Is it true, Moss and Walker, though, do you feel the field's wider open to this? Is there more space out there at times with those guys on the field?
Man, it's just...
And all that kind of stuff. I mean,
it doesn't...
Sense of more space?
I'm just out there playing. I don't know what the defense is rolling which way. I mean, we just out there playing, and I mean, whatever side the defense wants to roll up to try to take a guy away. Tom, I mean, he does an excellent job of making reads and getting the ball to whoever's open.
3 years from now, if you're sitting back on the couch, you can be able to say, "Wow, I made that catching ball."
if we can finish it up.
Jabbar Gaffney, Wes Welker.
They're big, they're strong, they get good pressure on the quarterback, and they're great run stoppers, so, you know, we're going to have our hands full with them, and so we got to make sure that we're getting open quick and make sure that, we're making some plays.
How pleased are you, though, knowing that you get to play here at Foxborough, a place that this team has been very successful?
Yeah, anytime you get a chance to bring the home crowd into it and get to play at home is good. But, you know, at the same time, Jacksonville plays good on the road. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. We got to make sure we come ready to play.
Rodney Harrison.
A lot of their plays are downfield. I mean, Reggie Williams, I think he has 10 touchdowns. So, obviously, he can get in the end zone. He's very capable of making plays down the field. You know, a team like this is a very balanced team. I mean, they have a reputation to run the ball, but really they can run the ball. They can set up passes down the field. They can beat you in so many different ways. So you can't sleep on their ability to get downfield. You just can't do that.
Do they kind of bank on that a little bit? The team start, okay, we're pounding it, as they, you know, on the play fake a little bit?
I think so. I think they play on that whole media aspect of they want to run the ball, but then they'll catch you slipping if you fall asleep on that pass game because, I mean, like I said, he's very efficient. He doesn't turn the ball over, and he's played like a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Rodney, what do you remember about your first playoff experience? What sticks out to you?
1994. That was years ago. Just the excitement, the level of intensity, just the butterflies. I mean, because you get butterflies before every game, but I think particularly in the playoffs, it really increases just due to the fact that, hey, man, this is what you play for. This is what you work your butt off in the preseason and, 16 weeks during the regular season. And you understand, like I told the other gentleman, if you lose, you go home.
What do you tell someone like Brandon or another younger player about what to expect? Some of the guys are saying it's like between regular season and preseason where things get a little worse and, kind of bullets are starting to fly.
Yeah, it just becomes more physical. The game becomes faster. It becomes a lot more intense because, I mean, you've worked so hard for something and you can't afford to let it get away. And guys, guys are fighting out there and doing everything they can to make sure they don't go home because you've worked so hard. I mean, it really doesn't matter what happens in the regular season. It's all about now. We're all 0-0.
Rodney, if I recall, I don't think you played in that regular season game down there. I think it was the next week that you came back last year. Is that right?
No, I played down there.
That was the first one back?
I don't know if it was the first. Okay. I played in.
I forget. But the question being,
when Maurice Jones drew
74.
Yeah. 74, yeah.
What could you take from that game? I know you mentioned that the pass is the pass, but I assume you'd watch it to at least just refamiliarize with personnel. What could you take from that game?
Not a whole lot. I mean, you're very familiar with the personnel. You understand that Maurice and and Fred Taylor, I mean, they can beat you. I mean, they're a very physical team, very big offensive line. They can hit the ball down the field, but totally different team this year. I mean, same in respects to they want to run the ball, but they have the ability to hit the ball down the field. So you could take a little bit from there as far as personnel-wise, but it's just last year is last year.
Some of those guys back in September were pretty outspoken after the whole camera incident. Is that bulletin board fodder still, or is that just...
Let me tell you something. If you need that to get you pumped up for a playoff game, you're crazy. I mean, the playoffs and intensity of this game, it brings enough excitement and butterflies and all that other stuff. I mean, it just comes out to who's more physical, who wants it more, who makes more plays. It has nothing to do with what happened 4 or 5 months ago.
Do they talk a lot? I mean, they were talking a lot the other night in Pittsburgh on the field after plays. I mean, Maurice was flexing his muscles, getting up. I mean, did you notice all that stuff?
Talking doesn't win ball games. So you got to go out and execute it. And they made more plays than Pittsburgh, and that's why they came out victorious. You could talk, you can run your mouth. It's just a matter of, you moving your lips. I mean, it means nothing. You have to go out there and execute, whether it's us, them, or any other team in the National Football League.
You said last week that trying to tackle Brandon Jacobs was like a Ferrari in a Mack truck. What's it like trying to tackle Jones Drew?
They're tough. I mean, but this is National Football League. I mean, you're going to play against the best. You get excited about it, it's just a great opportunity for us to play some good defense against a great offense. I mean, if you look at their numbers the past month, they're really the number one offense in the league, I mean, with what they've done. So this is an opportunity, and we need to step up.
Did you learn anything or did it surprise you?
Nah, nothing really surprised me. David Garrard, probably. I knew he had the ability to scramble, but, I mean, he really looked – like he just was really well composed, didn't panic, just had such a coolness and a calmness about him, which I was really surprised about because he is still a young player. And to really take control of that offense, and even when he threw an interception, he was just so calm and just it was something to see.
Those Hobbs.
Tough physical football team that knows how to win on the road and has been playing some good ball lately.
These guys like to run the football.
Yeah, obviously that's their motto, run the football. That's a lot of teams' motto in the NFL. And I think by establishing the run, it speaks a lot about your team as far as being physical and, overpowering teams. We have given up some runs, big runs on defense and things like that, but I think it's going to take a total effort from all 11 guys out there. Stopping the run, not only that, but stopping the big plays that the Jaguars can create.
Has tackling been a problem on this team, you think?
I don't think it's been much of a problem when everybody's giving great effort and getting to the ball. We're not asking you to sit out there and make amazing tackles solo every time. But if you have 11 men flying to the ball, then it doesn't allow much to happen with the runner as far as him breaking tackles and breaking it for big gains.
Did you watch the playoff game last weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it.
What were your thoughts of them almost letting a 16-point lead get away and then kicking the game?
I mean, you guys always sometimes you guys and the fans, want to complain and moan about, are you running up the score? You're doing all this and that. Well, that's why you play 60 minutes, total football, because things like that do happen. This is the NFL. Like I said, we're not out here playing with little kids. It's grown men out here. And, you just saw a 60-minute football game by the Pittsburgh Steelers and, a little less than by the Jaguars, but they pulled it out.
Ellis, what was going through your mind when you saw Garrard?
Big play, big play and able to create that big play. He has the ability to do it. Even before he was starting, last year when he did begin to start against us, it was just we always knew what this guy was capable of. He could throw the ball and run with his feet, and he's a big guy, And he's a player that can create those type of plays.
How much tougher to make it when the quarterback can run like that? How much tougher?
It makes it tough, man. Obviously, you try to contain that and immobilize him, making him one-dimensional. But, you know, the main focus we have to do in the back end is not worry about that. That's not our job. You know, the up-front guys, they'll take care of that. We just have to handle the take care of the ball and make sure it doesn't spill out.
Don't you have to make Gerard beat you, though, when you face this team?
Yeah, not necessarily making Gerard beat us, but just making him one-dimensional. You know, not allowing them to be spread all over the field, you know, where you don't know what's coming. And saying that, yeah, Gerard, where we want to get them in some different situations. And like I said, making them one-dimensional definitely give us the advantage.
Ellis, Paul Spicer made some comments after week one, flattering after the video gate thing. How well do the Patriots remember that type of thing?
This is week. This ain't even a week anymore. This is the playoffs. That was week one. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about those things. By you just saying that right now is the first time I heard it. That's how much my concern is about it. And I think that's I speak for this whole locker room about it. You know, it doesn't matter. Like I said, every time the words you say out there off the football field have no impact on the game. We have to play the game in between the lines, and that's what we're going to do Saturday. This is not the first time we've played big receivers, you know. Obviously, people do feel like they have an advantage this and that, which is fine. But, you know, we have proven ourselves against big receivers that can go up and get the ball. I think this is a game more of technique and understanding that and just playing your type of game. Don't get involved in all the hypeness as far as the size and things go. You know, they were blessed with a gift. Obviously, I wasn't on that end. So, hey, just play the game, man, and let it all fall out.
Ellis, do you have to change any
And let my man Ray get to his locker.
Do you have to change any technique when you face a bigger receiver, or is it just heightened?
No, it's just hype. You just have to understand what they're trying to do as far as throw the ball over your head. And like I said, matter if he comes down with the ball, no matter if he catches it up there, he still has to come down with it. Playing through his hands, playing great technique, staying on top, and playing the ball at his highest point. You know, that's where you have your chances at.
How do you guys erase all the things, all the accolades and all the accomplishments you did in the regular season?
Just tell yourself it doesn't mean anything if you don't win. You know, how shameful would it be to have all that and, you know, not get it all? You know, but it starts with this week and moving forward. I think you've seen time and time again through football history where teams have had the accolades. They've had the Pro Bowlers. They've had the success in the regular season. And then they botch it in the end as far as going through the playoffs. That's one thing that we don't want to do. And by staying focused today and working all the way through the week and getting to Saturday, you know, we're on the right track.